Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome everybody to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have Mary Lou Panzano, and she is an admired leader, speaker, educator and coach, and author of the Principles of Prosperity series. She's an award-winning communications professional, having a 40-year career working in global companies such as Prudential, Pfizer, and Bayer. And now Mary Lou is retired from Bayer and leaving an executive position in communication to pursue her lifelong dream, and that is to teach people how to be their best selves. Welcome, Mary Lou, to the Stay on Course podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thank you, Julie. I'm really excited to be here, and thank you so much for inviting me. I can't wait to get started.
Amazing. But before I get started, I ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food?
Being Italian on both sides of my family, my favorite food genre is Italian, but my favorite thing to eat in the world is pizza.
It is delicious. There's nothing bad about pizza, and you could do so many things with it. So Mary Lou, we are here today to talk a little bit about change and how to make change work for you. And we are having this discussion because we have noticed what's going on. We're changing so rapidly, and now even more so with the new AI techniques coming into companies, we are really looking at a change in the way we do work. So tell us a little bit about that and how that relates to our conversation today.
Yeah, so I really appreciate this topic of change, because change is around us all the time. And as you just said, what I have found and experienced is that the pace of change continues to accelerate. And I think that there are some people who thrive on change. They get excited about it. And there are others who fear it and just don't ever want to change anything, because in the old adage, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing. And then there's people in the middle who are just trying to get by and figure it out and get to the next day. And what I feel is really important is that if people had a better way of thinking about what they can learn from change and how they can adapt to change in a more successful way, in a more predictable way, that I think they would feel better about the change that's around them all the time. In the workplace, there's not a single day you can go by and not hear about AI and what AI means. And for those of us in the communications profession, some people fear that it could take their jobs away. But if you learn how to use it to your advantage, like any other change or any other technology that's come around, you know, maybe the best thing you could do is learn how to embrace it and take advantage of it and figure out how to use it best to make your career and your life even easier. And that's what I think change is really all about. What can you do and learn from what's happening to you, and how you can manage yourself in such a way that the change works for you, as opposed to having this pull and push with change, work with it and make it work for you.
Yeah. And as talking about AI and ChatGPT, I just have embraced it so heavily that ChatGPT is my new personal assistant. And I just don't know what I would do without it, her, him, whatever you want to call it.
The thing.
My assistant, let's just call it that.
Yeah.
So when we started talking about this episode specifically, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about was this idea of shared meaning. Because especially around change, the leaders of the organization can be putting out a change and communicating it. But as they're doing so, do the people that are receiving the message, are they receiving the same message that the people have intended to put out? Are they creating a shared meaning? Because, you know, one person can put out a message, but I can interpret that message completely different. And so I'm obsessed with this idea of shared meaning, creating shared meaning. So let's talk a little bit about shared meaning and also the three C's that you've created around communicating effectively.
Sure. So just a little bit of context. You just mentioned leaders are bringing employees through change and oftentimes transformational change in their organizations all the time. And, you know, they need to be. The world is changing. The environment is changing. The marketplace is changing. Consumer buying patterns continue to change. So obviously, if companies want to stay competitive, they need to do that. But the truth is, 70% of all transformational change programs at companies actually fail. They don't actually achieve what's intended. So if you think about why that happens, one of the first reasons is because employees don't understand the change. They don't understand the rationale behind the change. Yeah. So having clarity around what is that, what does it mean, why are we doing it, is really important. And the idea of repeating it over and over and giving examples of what you mean by the change is really going to be a game changer, I think. Another reason why change transformation programs fail is because leaders don't always like to share their challenges. Many of them, like, we're above all this. We know what's happening. We don't need to let others know. Well, if you don't have that connection with people and create that shared meaning and help them understand, this is the situation. If we don't change, we will be left behind and none of us will have jobs. I mean, you have to sometimes be that specific about what's happening. So that's another reason why change programs fail. A third one is, and we mentioned this a little bit earlier, is that some people just are averse to change. They just don't like it. It's working fine the way it is. Why do we have to change it? And I think that a lot of times change also means you're changing the people I work with every day. Some people may lose their jobs. Some people may have a different type of job. If you have to care about what the change is going to mean for people and help them through it sometimes, because that's just another reason why I think leaders miss the boat sometimes when it comes to caring about what the impact is going to be. And the third one is that, you know, some people, executives are executives because they're risk takers. They go out of their comfort zone. They look for something new. They thrive on that. But not everybody that works for them feels the same way.
Right.
So having the courage to take risks and to step out is another reason why, unless you bring people along and let them know they too can take those risks and they can fail forward fast together and learn from the transformation and bring it to life. I think those are some of the reasons why transformation programs fail. So now, if you're a communications professional, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be in the 70% group. I want to have a successful change program or change framework that's going to help me beat those odds so that what I'm doing to help support the change in the company is actually going to be useful and helpful. And those themes that I just talked about are the sort of the four change framework, the four C's of change in the framework that I teach and that I've shared and that I created to help myself get through programs successfully in that regard.
Can you just recap again those four C's, please, like quickly?
Sure. The first is clarity, you know, understanding, knowing, sticking to goal and what the rationale is behind it. The second one is connection, engaging people, enabling people, making sure you're involving others, help them understand what the challenges are that you're facing together. The third one is caring. Every change has an impact, good, bad, or otherwise, on people. You have to care about the impact. You have to care enough about what you're doing to make sure that impact is going to be understood and that you help people along in the process. And the fourth one is courage. Take the risks, do what's right, make sure people understand what you're doing, bring them along, help them succeed. It's clarity, connection, caring, and courage. Those are the four C's in the change framework. One of the things that's interesting is that the change management process, the change management program is different from the change communications framework that helps the program be successful. And so a lot of times people will lean on the communications professionals to be the change management people. The disciplines are different. The change management is around the process of getting from current state to future state.
Sure.
The communications is about the understanding, helping people connect to it, helping people understand it, help people through the process, because it's two different disciplines. And oftentimes, obviously they work together, but sometimes change communicators are the ones often relied on to actually do the process work. It's like, really, we're the communications experts here.
Well,
so,
yeah,
a distinction.
It is. It's interesting because that communication part is the shared meaning part. It's like, so you're going to push out this change and then you're going to implement it in the way of working and in the way that you're receiving it. The receivers need to receive the change. Today, I think we had talked about leaning into the very first ingredient here, which is clarity, and clarity around what the goal is of this change and how you're going to be communicating it to the people that are receiving it. So let's get into the ingredients for success.
Sure. So in my experience, the first ingredient to success around clarity is literally what you want. Know what you want. And a lot of people really don't know what they want. Even executives who think they know what the outcome should be haven't maybe really thought through what are the implications of the change. So your desire drives your destination. You know, you can, every time I get in my car, I put the Waze app on my phone and it connects to my car and I can see where I'm going. But if I don't give it a destination, all it's going to show me is a bunch of streets and a map and where I'm at, not where I'm heading to. So you need to have, you know what you want in order to get where you want. So that's the first ingredient. I think the second ingredient is what you think. What you think about is what comes about, right? We've heard Zig Ziglar say this. I think Ralph Waldo Emerson, you become what you think about all day long. And if people only realized the thoughts that they think every day make such a difference in their lives, they would never think another negative thought because it just continues to build on negativity. For me, what you think is one of the most important things to becoming your better self. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. What you think about really matters. Your subconscious mind is listening to you every day, listening to what you think about every day, and it's watching what you do. I mean, how many times have people said, tomorrow I'm going to start getting up and half an hour early, I'm going to put on my sneakers, I'm going to go for a power walk for 20 minutes and then come back and get dressed. And they do that for one day or they do that for 2 days because they think it's going to help them. Well, their subconscious mind has a pattern of understanding that you're going to hit the snooze button on day three because that's what people have done. So you really have to know what you're thinking about. So that's the second ingredient. The third one is what you do. So know, you know, what you want, what you think about, and then what you do. Because nothing in the framework I just talked about a few minutes ago or nothing in your life happens if you don't do anything. Like nothing happens if nothing happens. You have to take some kind of action. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And we talked about change, right? Things change all around you, but you can ignore the change. And so nothing changes. So sometimes maybe that's a good thing. I don't want anything to change. But if you want to grow, develop, and progress in your life and just stay on top of all the things that are going on in the world around you, you need to make some change. So I just think that it's the difference oftentimes between successful people and prosperous people is not just necessarily what they know, but it's what they do with what they know.
Sure.
But they also have clarity around direction, you know, around where they want to be. So when you think about shared meaning and you think of the context of what leaders are trying to do in their organizations, the ones who are very clear about what the organization needs and what they want from their employees and what is necessary for their customers or whatever the change is supposed to bring about, and the ones who continually think about that and make sure that others are thinking the same way that they're thinking, understand clarity, and then making sure that everyone is heading down the same track is really important. Like what they're doing is going to help progress the organization going forward. So it seems like a simple recipe, but it's one of the hardest things to do. Staying focused is one of the hardest things to do, and being in, and repetition. I think that's another thing, Julie, is that some people are really good about this. They have goals, they write them down, they see them every day, they visualize what they want, they recite them out loud. This is me. I've done this for decades, and I can tell you I have a goal card from 1990 something that I pulled out not too long ago, and every single one of those things on my goal card has manifested and come true in my life, every single one of them. So, and it's because they were in front of me all the time, and I read them out loud, and I thought about them, and I knew what I wanted. I thought about it, and I took action every single day toward those goals. So in the bigger context of an organization, it's a lot because you've got a lot of people you need to bring along with you.
What do you do when you're dealing with a large organization that needs to make a change? What is the quickest way for these leaders to get their message trickled down to the people that are actually executing the work?
I think one of the most important things is to spend the time connecting. I'm going to go back to the framework, connecting with those other leaders who are going to make the change happen. So, you know, you've got your, let's just take your typical company has a CEO, it has a leader, a senior leadership team, and they all have leaders and they have managers, et cetera, et cetera. I have found in my work that there's typically a gap between what the top one or two know about the change and that they understand it and they believe in it and they feel like they can drive it, and what the next couple of layers of managers and leaders understand and know. And so there's been a, there's, there begins to get a disconnect because typically the communication starts from the top and works its way through the organization. I have found that one of the missteps is that you really need to work with the leaders that most people have line of sight to, which is typically their manager and or their next manager. Most of them are not sitting every day having lunch with the CEO, right? And so making sure that the message is clear, the rationale is clear, and then there becomes the translation. So this is what it means for the company, but this is what the change means for us, for our team, and helping leaders be really clear about that and how to manage that translation is probably one of the most important things that needs to happen and often gets missed. And oftentimes it's just because managers don't typically have the time to stop and think about it. And so I find that that's a place where if you can put some rigor around clarity, connection, caring, and courage, even within the spot that you own, that will help bring your people along. Because you're right, turning a Titanic, we saw what happened. They couldn't move fast enough and they hit an iceberg, right? And that's why 70% of the time, I think companies are hitting icebergs.
Yeah, especially when they're huge. I mean, we're talking about the big companies. Right. You know what came to mind when you were talking about that is like affiliate marketing. We have all these people doing affiliate marketing, taking people's products and bringing it into the world. And really what you need are affiliate or micro influencers within the company. We need to use the social media like framework here and say, okay, think about what people are doing in the actual world. We're micro influencing different topics and we're using affiliate marketing to accelerate brands. So why not use that same framework within organizations?
That's a really good point. And I'm going to take you back several years to when I created this change framework. One of the biggest challenges we had in the change we were making, it was an office move, was not so much the physical, I'm moving from one location to another location, but it was the environment in the office was going to go from private offices to 100% open space. And many people were fearful that they would not be able to concentrate, what it's going to look like, how is it going to operate. So we, as a change team, the communications team said, we need to go to the naysayers. We need to go to the people with their arms crossed going, heck no, I won't go. I'll quit before I live in that kind of environment, and ask them, what are they afraid of? Like influencers do today. What are the challenges out there? What is the problem we're trying to solve for people? How can we help them through it? And so one of the strategies we decided to take was, well, let's bring the new office furniture into the old office and let's sit and talk with people. Can you imagine that? Let's have a conversation. And what are you afraid of? Now that you've had a chance to see it, what do you not like? What do you like? Let's talk about the 95 great things that you're going to get out of this that you're not even thinking about. But influencers today are doing that in a nanosecond, right, on social media or in whatever forums that they're running. So we have to think about that from the same perspective. I think oftentimes you have two ears, one mouth, use them in that proportion. I don't think we spend enough time listening to people. And I mean really actively listening, because we're too busy moving on to the next thing, or who's emailing us, or who's texting us, or what's going on. You know, my dogs are barking, everyone's working from, a lot of people are working from home. There's distractions all the time. Sure. Staying focused, again, is one of the most challenging things. But I feel like if we just really stop and listen to one another more intently, you know, with intention, so that help me understand how I can bring you along. Imagine how many times you could have that conversation and really learn where people are stuck. Why do you feel like this change isn't going to work? We really need to get underneath it in order to figure out a way to deal with it.
Yeah. And it's so smart too, because if you can actively listen and hear what the issue is, then when you go out and you do your communications campaign, you can actually talk about those things. Because at the end of the day, you can be missing the mark with your communications.
Absolutely true. And I think that's one of the reasons why knowing and sticking to the goal is so important. Because in these large transformation projects, we talked about it a little bit earlier, the change management teams, they're often 10, 15, 20 people. A lot of times, depending on the change, you've got multiple leaders running different kinds of teams in different business units or whatever they're called in the company. And they're seeing things from a different perspective. So the more you can bring everybody back, let's remember what we're here to do. Let's remember what we're trying to get at. And by the way, the noise the communications team is hearing on the ground has nothing to do with that. It has to do with this. So if we solve for this, then we're going to be able to bring people along for that. And I think that's a lot of times where things get missed, because everyone's moving so fast. They're just trying to do their job every day. And one of the most important jobs a leader has is to stop and really listen and engage their teams and involve their teams in the solutions. Don't think you know everything, because those are the people on the ground who are making things happen every day.
So let's go back to the ingredients for success for clarity. Can you do a quick recap on that?
Sure. The first is know what you want, because your desire is going to drive your destination. Know what you want. So the first ingredient is what you want. The second ingredient is what you think. So always remember, where are you going and what are the thoughts that you're feeding your mind every single day, because that's going to help you get to where you're going. And the third is what you do. So what you want, what you think, and what you do are the things that are going to help you stay focused in this area of clarity, so that everything remains aligned. Now, things will change and you may have to divert a little bit, but for the most part, if you can envision where you're going, these three steps will help you get there.
Amazing. And what else do you want to tell the audience about managing these huge communication transformation projects? Is there any last minute tips you might want to give?
Well, there's a couple, and then I want to end with a quote from Jack Canfield. But a couple of things to keep in mind is that you will get over this and you will get through it. Number one, have confidence in yourself. Secondly, is you are the communications professional, and a lot of people are going to want to tell you what to do and how to do your job. If you can anchor yourself in the what we're here to do, and here's what we're listening because we're connecting and we care about our people and we're going to take the right risks, then I think you will have a framework to stay anchored in your own work. I think sometimes what often happens is that not everybody gets the privilege of working only on the change communications program. They have day jobs that they have to do on top of it. So just helping yourself and your team manage to something like a simple framework like this, it's not always easy, but it will keep you grounded. It'll keep you grounded. And I think staying grounded is going to be a really important element of your work. I think another one is sense of humor. Just remember that bring your whole self to work all the time and try to have fun with what you're doing. Yes. You spend most of your waking hours with the people you work with every day. You should enjoy it, and you should be appreciating one another all along and learning from each other. The one quote that I would like to share before we wrap up, if I could, Julie, is something I saw from Jack Canfield. He's the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Mm. And the quote is, you only have control over three things in your life: the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take. So that really supported those three ingredients of success that we were just talking about related to clarity. And they apply in the other areas too. But I think that to me, when I saw that quote, it sort of summed up, because I think sometimes people feel like, I give up. I have no control over this whole situation. I'm just a victim here. You're not a victim. You're not. Things do happen to people. Sometimes you can be victimized, but it's what you do and how you think about how you can get overcome that that's going to make you change your life.
I really appreciate the wisdom that you have. Tell our audience where they can find out more about who you are, what you're up to.
Sure. Thanks again for the opportunity today. I have a website. It's helppeopleprosper.com. There you can find out more about my change framework, and you can learn more about the principles of prosperity that sit underneath them, which really are the behaviors that are easy to apply, but you need focus and you need to pay attention to them. So at helppeopleprosper.com. I also have a Facebook community of the same name. So you can find me on Facebook in that community where we talk about these topics and share wisdom and other success stories from others. And then I'm on LinkedIn as well, ML Panzano in LinkedIn. So you can find me there too. And I do Monday morning musings. And I just share some things I've learned over the weekend or that I want to make sure other people have some line of sight into and engage online in LinkedIn as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being a guest on the Stay on Course podcast.
Thank you, Julie. I've had a great time. I really appreciate, again, being part of your illustrious podcast guest group. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My dad, Ennio Auriga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.